MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 28, 2025. Trump has axed $100 million in state public health grants. Beverly Superintendent Search is looking for one more candidate. Cloudy, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11 a.m. and 11:25 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Massachusetts leaders are heavily criticizing a decision by the Trump administration to pull back more than $100 million in federal pandemic-related grants, saying it will jeopardize public health and blow a hole in the state's budget. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that it is pulling back $11.4 billion in grants allocated to states and local health departments during the COVID-19 pandemic response. In a statement, the department said it is, quote, prioritizing funding projects that will deliver on President Trump's mandate to address our chronic disease epidemic and make America healthy again. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. In Beverly, three finalists have been chosen in the city's school superintendent search, but with one candidate unexpectedly withdrawing name from consideration, the screening committee must propose at least one more candidate before the names will be made public. The committee, made up of Beverly teachers, administrators, parents, and other members of the community, whittled down a pool of 17 applicants to 8 semifinalists and then 3 finalists over the last month. The process began after the current superintendent announced this winter that she would retire at the end of the school year. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagan is writing that it's town meeting time on Cape Ann once again. Town meeting will take place Saturday, April 5 in Rockport, Monday, April 28 in Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Monday, May 5 in Essex. In Rockport, town meeting will consider a 27-article warrant beginning at 8:30 a.m. April 5. The meeting will be held in the gymnasium at Rockport High School, 24 Jordan's Lane. The 2025 warrant has been posted on the town's website, rockportma.gov, on the site's town meeting page. Much more detailed information in the other town meetings in today's Gloucester Times. And Isaac Green is writing on itemlive.com in Lynn. A multi-million dollar transformation is underway at McManus Field, where city and state officials are working to turn the long-used recreational space into a modern multi-sport athletic complex. Backed by federal ARPA funding, the $7.5 million project is estimated to be completed by September of 2025. Originally budgeted at $5.5 million in 2022, the project's costs rose due to contaminated soil, which required raising the entire field 3 to 4 feet. As of now, the field has been raised and the bases for new scoreboards are already in place, which is a visible sign of progress on one of Lynn's most ambitious park redevelopments. The new facility will feature synthetic turf fields designed to simultaneously accommodate football, soccer, baseball, and softball games. ADA-accessible walking paths and modest bleacher seating will also be added. Sports. The North Shore High School season got underway yesterday. In boys action, Swampscott beat Hamilton Wenham 16-3 with a 5-goal game from Jason Rothwell. Essex Tech topped Bishop Fenwick 17-6. Mason Gadboy had 7 goals and 5 assists for the Hawks. In girls lacrosse, it was Marblehead 16, Woburn 10. Maddie Forbes with 4 goals for the Magicians. Bishop Fenwick 6, Linfield 4. Brianna Gonzalez and Hannah Betancourt each had 2 goals. And North Andover beat Beverly 14-3. In high school baseball, Lynn Tech 8, Salem Academy 3. Relief pitcher Eddie Lewis Jr. picked up the win on the mound. How about them Red Sox? Sox Open 2025 season yesterday with a 5-2 win over the Rangers in Texas. Big hit in the game was a tie-breaking three-run homer by Boston's Willier Abreu. The two teams play again tonight. Bruins and Celtics both off last night. Celtics have won 7 in a row. The Bruins have lost 7 straight. Tomorrow night, the Bruins play in Detroit against the Red Wings. Celtics play tomorrow night in San Antonio against the Spurs. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.